Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
404-726-0929. We're talking about the Falcons win with you. Plenty more to get to from the college ranks as well. But as we focus in on all the things that felt so wrong last week, it feels so right. And Ryan and Sandy Springs, you get us started here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ryan, you feel better? A little bit or a whole lot?
Yeah, I feel, as best as we can, after 1 week. It was a great game. As an Indiana alumni from Atlanta, it was probably about the perfect sports weekend for me. Just got to say, I know this gets asked every year, but game after game, there are no fans in the stands, and the ticket prices, pre-game, you can't get into the nosebleeds for under $80, $90 a ticket. Do they care about fan attendance at these? I understand the PSL cost them, cause a lot of problems, but as an organization, they can do something. It's ridiculous when you see these games and even the 300s are just empty, and you're looking at ticket prices, and you're still paying $100 a ticket with fees to get in the door.
Right. Well, look, brother, we want to talk about the game itself. I've railed about this for years. You've priced, unfortunately, the working man to a pretty good extent out of this game. And the way it looks on television, I got to be honest, I hate the way it feels and looks from my seats. The best seats in the house remain mostly empty because everyone has decided, Carl, they want to stand five deep behind the benches. I'll never understand the logic. I don't know. I think the casual fan goes to a lot of these games. So many folks, Carl, go and they've never been to Mercedes-Benz, so they spent half the game wandering around, catching all the bars. So they made some really cool spaces in the stadium. But, yeah, when you watch a Minnesota game or any of the games from around the country, it's like everyone's in their seat. We don't do that.
Yeah, I'll say this, though. It was a good crowd yesterday, and when we did well and the offense was
rolling. It was rocking.
Yeah, it was loud. Was it, to your point, what you expect to see? No, but I will tell you this. If this offense keeps scoring like this and you keep winning, it will be.
People will stop selling their tickets once you become an established team.
Yes.
Like the elites around the league. The problem is, as you guys know, we never had, till 2008, 2009 to get back-to-back winning seasons, and we've had 7 years without the playoffs. So I get what the caller's saying, but look, we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the game itself right now.
No doubt. Mel in Atlanta, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Man, what's going on with y'all boys, man?
We're doing well. We're feeling good today. How you feel?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling marvelous. I just want to say, last week, I really felt like that Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong, will go wrong. And all three phases went wrong. But it happens. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. I'm just glad it happened early on in the season and not late on in the season. Right. We really, really, even though I know all games count, but we really, really need it. The second thing I wanted to say is, and please, y'all, don't bite my head off when I say this.
Uh-oh.
No, it's a good thing, I think. Next week, Buffalo going to be 4-0. That week after when they come down here, it's going to be the true test. Atlanta going to knock them off. They're going to be 4-1 when they come to play us. Mark my words. I done put so much money on that. I know it's going to happen because I already saw it. Trust me when I tell you, Atlanta is going to be the person that knocks Buffalo off. Because like I know, no team, it hasn't happened in a while. No team has went undefeated and won everything. They got to lose. It's going to be against Atlanta because they're going to come down and they're going to think that we ain't ready. And they don't have an answer for Bijan. The only time they're going to have an answer for Bijan it's towards the end of the game. It's going to be too late by then.
I hope you're right.
They could be 5-0. They get the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Of course, we get the bye week.
Yeah, Patriots played well yesterday. Look, that's a team on the come. And I feel like, to your point about the Bills, look, I don't think they're going to look at the Falcons after putting up 34 points that this is a team you're going to take lightly. I think the Bills and Sean McDermott are smart enough to know, just like with everybody in the league, you got to show up every Sunday. And if you don't, you'll get embarrassed. So I don't feel like they're going to take us lightly, but I do think we pose some problems. And we got plenty of time to get to that game, guys, and talk about what the Bills, and Mike said it, we'll get a chance to watch them against the Patriots and see a little bit more of them. But we know this. They got the MVP, right?
Right.
And whether you think he deserved it or not, Josh Allen is a dude, and he puts so much pressure on defenses, and he makes guys better. So it's going to be a real test for us. But, Mike, I'm with the caller. I think we can pass the test, but I'm not going to tell you that they're going to come down here and take it slightly.
Buffalo's averaging the second most points in the NFL behind Detroit at 33-3. That, again, as Carl said, they'll get a test in division against the Patriots. But there's only two teams undefeated now, guys. We're 4 weeks in the season. It's the Eagles and the Bills, and that's it. But, again, I think the Bills have shown you can do some things to the caller's points, certainly on their offense, if we do our jobs, if you execute. When we don't, you saw what you saw a week ago.
This hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. And as we talk about our Falcons, guys, this hour, not this hour, but I say the Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Let's talk to Tyrone and Swanee. Tyrone, what's on your mind, man? How you feeling about these Falcons?
Hey, now. I just want to make a few statements. That's how you brush off a goose egg and come back. But if the Falcons want Michael Penix Jr. to be successful, just do one thing. A kid playing Madden can do this. Run the ball. Just put some of that hot Dijon mustard on it and then top it off with some of that Algier sauce. And I promise you, that's going to open up the pass. That's going to open up the screen, the in route, the out route, the upside down route, whatever route you want to do. Just run the ball. When you got a tandem like that, just give them the ball and let the pass game open wide up.
I don't disagree. You know, this was part of our problem last week against Carolina. So we went to Minnesota and we started the game just like we started Sunday. We ran the ball. I don't know if you guys realize this or not. Mike Conte and I were doing that VCast. We had a lot of fun, by the way. Thanks for all the compliments and folks that were listening and all the folks that came by from 2 Chainz, the Young Dro, the JD, Jermaine Dupri. But we started the game right side, guys. We ran the ball, and then we went left side, left side. The point is, that's how we started that Vikings game, and we got some momentum in the run game. We went to Carolina, and you know how we started that game? Throwing the ball. We wanted to come out and throw it around the yard, Mike. And look, I don't know if they predicted or thought that Carolina would predict that we were going to come in and run. It doesn't matter. And I know they have some stout guys up front, and sometimes that determines how you go into a game plan. But I want to do this because it's one of our strengths.
Right.
Until somebody, you know, slows us down in a game, come out and establish this. I'm with the caller on this. This is a strength. You guys, you don't think that the teams know they're going to give it to Saquon with the Eagles? They do. That's their strength. They've got to stop it. I mean, that's where I'm at with what our run game is.
I mean, a perfect example, the 73-yard, 8-minute, 14-play drive. Run, run, pass, run, pass, run, 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 pass, 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 run. That's balanced to me. And the only thing we could quibble over, I think, at times with the coaching staff is how much in the pistol and how much the quarterback is under center. And would you rather see him under center that would really make the play action pop more? They feel they can get the play action to work out of the pistol. So to your point earlier, not a problem. When you execute, no one complains as much about the pistol. But that, to me, is a perfect example of the balance we're looking for. Because I think when you can run, you get the defense. Carl, everyone's starting to cheating up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one drive where it started with a sack. We're 2nd and 16. Then he hits Drake. Boom. I mean, we're right down the field. That's the explosive plays we haven't had for years on this team. When it's clicking, that's what you get.
No doubt about it. You guys can continue to let us know how you feel. We're taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929 as we talk about that big win yesterday. And by the way, the Commanders, look, a lot of Commanders fans, obviously, and we knew that would be the case. Talking a little noise, good ball busting, nothing nasty. But the reality for them is if we see them again, they'll have Jaden Daniels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They'll have Terry McLaurin, you know, they'll have some of those offensive linemen that were not playing yesterday, and they feel like, okay, we played fairly well, we weren't at full force. Great, I don't give a damn. We'll see you when we see you. But that was kind of their thing yesterday as we talked to fans who were leaving the stadium.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.